Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes Apostle to Jesus Christ. It's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. My heart is full of joy for you because I see your life getting better and greater and stronger. I see you thinking in the way God has called you to think and the understanding that God has brought through Christ, because that's what he has done. He gave us his life and he gave us an understanding to go with that life. Oh, hallelujah. I see you reigning in life as a king and producing results on every side, confidently walking with God without any sense of inferiority, confidently speaking into your future because you know that the future belongs to you. Oh, hallelujah. You see, I want to share another side of it, of an understanding. The fact that we are blessers, we are blessing to every single individual around us. You see, that's the mindset that Christ has brought, that we are a blessing. We are not the ones looking for help. We are the ones here on earth to help people and to change people's lives. We are not the ones who have problems and brooding on our problems and not knowing what to do with ourselves, you know, full of depression. That is not you and I. We are the ones who have been brought to this earth to help others, to change other people's lives. That is the understanding that we have, you see. We are the blessed ones of God. If you read in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible says that blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we are blessed. If you're a child of God, you are blessed. I have that understanding. I'm blessed. I have the blessings of God tabernacled in me and upon my life. I'm blessed. I'm not cursed. I'm the blessing of God in this earth. And anybody who needs to be blessed has to get in contact with me. That is what you should say to yourself, because that is the truth. Say to yourself that anybody who comes close to me is blessed and increases. My life is for the glory of God. My life changes other people's lives. Oh, hallelujah. That's what we are, you see. We are the blessings of God in the earth. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And thank God the realm of the spirit is bigger than the realm of the physical. It means that all the physical blessings are included in the blessings of the spiritual, you see. We have become the seed of Abraham and hence have inherited that same blessing that he had. If you read in Genesis chapter 12 from verse 1, the Bible says that now the Lord has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And he said in verse 2 that I'll make of thee a great nation, and I'll bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. Hallelujah. This is your blessing. He says, I'll bless you. I'm blessed. And I'll make your name great. Your name is going to be great. Don't have the mindset that you're going to be in one corner somewhere. No, God is going to make your name great because you're the seed of Abraham. He says, I'll make your name great. And I'll make you a blessing. And verse 3 says, and I'll bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse you. And you shall be a blessing to all the families of the earth. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. That's what the Bible says. So you are here to bless others. You are here to change other people's lives. You're not the one who is looking for help. You are the helper. You are the one to bring help. I always talk about the government and how that the government is not there to bless you. The government is not there to change your life. That's not what government is supposed to do. The government is supposed to manage the economy and manage things for you to have a wonderful life. You see, if it's not doing it, if the government in your country is not doing it, you have to do something for the government. You are there to change the government. You are there to make things go well. Hallelujah. You are a blessing. If they are not painting the schools, why don't you paint it? Go and paint that school because you are a blessing. Hallelujah. If they are not feeding the children, feed the children. You are a blessing. You are big. You are big enough to be a blessing. That's what you are. Have that mindset. This is the mindset of God. You see. We are a blessing. He says, in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. There are families around you. Bless them because you are blessed. The Bible says that it is more blessed to give than to receive. Change someone's life by giving to someone because you are blessed. You see, Jesus Christ had that mindset. He had that mindset when he came on earth. Jesus did not come looking for people to help him. He came helping others. In Acts chapter 10 verse 38, the Bible says that how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Who went about doing good? He went about doing good. Go about doing good because you are blessed. You see, Jesus knew that he was anointed. He knew that he was blessed. He knew that he had something to give. That was his mindset. He didn't have the mindset of looking for help or going to beg others for something. He had the mindset of blessing others. He says he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. God is in you. I've told you that God is in you and that you are in God. You are one spirit with him. Therefore, you are blessed and can be a blessing. Change other people's lives. Look for a need and meet it around you. Look for a need around you and meet it. Change other people's lives. Help the government in doing what it's supposed to do. It doesn't matter who is in office. It doesn't matter. You see, you have to change other people's lives because your life is bigger than that of the government. You can change other people's lives. Be a blessing wherever you go because you're a blesser. This is the mindset of God. This is the understanding that Christ has brought to us. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep being a blessing all around your world. In Jesus' name. Bye-bye.